There's a guitar lick there. Richie, Larry and I are sitting here in the studio and we're just shaking our heads. I mean, you got down the little voice clutch that Buddy would always do, and now all of that. So you just listened obsessively and just tried to mimic all of that?
Not really. I kind of grew up with it, so really all kind of came natural.
Huh.
With all that stuff. But the guitar parts, I'd sit down and see if I can play it, and that kind of came easy too. But I just liked it that much. That.
And then I heard, speaking of Peggy Sue, that you actually had the opportunity to meet the woman that the song was written about. Is that right?
Yes, it is. And she was actually the drummer's girlfriend at the time. Buddy had originally wrote it for his cousin, Cindy Lou, but the drummer wanted to change it to Peggy Sue. And so that's kind of how the song came about.
And it's probably good that, you know, because you got that alliteration, pretty, pretty, pretty Peggy Sue, it wouldn't quite have sounded as good as pretty, pretty, pretty Cindy Lou, would it?
Right, no. No, probably not.
did she get to hear you play, or did you just talk to her? Did she get to hear you play the Peggy Sue?
Yes, I sang it to her. I had a year of lessons at the time, and I actually got to sing it to her in Newton.
What did she say? What was her reaction?
She thought it was neat. She thought it was pretty cool seeing a kid my age at the time, which was 11, doing Buddy Holly's music, paying tribute to him.
Wow.
She thought that was really neat.
Wow, that's just amazing. Not where does she live now? Does she?
I think she lives somewhere in Texas, maybe Dallas or Lubbock. I'm not really sure.
Does she have any daughters? You know, I mean, you're looking for a girlfriend, or
I'm not sure. I didn't ask her.
I didn't think this was a matchmaking show.
Might have been a good idea, though.
Okay, I'll switch gears on that. But let's see now. You're scheduled tomorrow night at the Cato, and then the Lake Robbins Ballroom on March 24th. But one of these years, it would be kind of cool to just do the whole circuit, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be neat.
Yeah. Well, Richie, we're really looking forward to having you up here. The band is called Richie Lee and the Fabulous 50s, right?
Yes.
Who does the big bopper? Hello, baby. Who does that?
That'd be the bass player.
Okay. All right. So
he
that's
kind of fits the part.
That's his featured featured piece, huh?
Yep.
And do you do the Elvis, or who does switch that around, or who does the Elvis?
Oh, we really all do the Elvis.
Okay.
The drummer does Elvis, the bass player does some Elvis, and I do some Elvis, too. And then I do Richie Valens, too, so.
Well, you just got a great thing going, and we wish all the best of luck on it, okay?
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, and again, just in case we have problems with the snow tomorrow night, the whole thing will be rescheduled for March 17th. Larry, the tickets for tomorrow are good on the 17th of
it. Yes, any ticket that's been purchased so far will be good for that date. If you can't make it on date, you always can come and get a refund.
Okay, and you'll let us know sometime tomorrow.
Yep.
What's...
I talked to Myron, and he said roads were icy down there because they're supposed to get, you know, 2-3 inches of rain before.
Yeah.
And if the wind keeps up and it's going to freeze the roads, and safety sake for the band.
Oh, for sure.
For the parents, for our customers, we'll just postpone it till the 17th. And like I said, Richie, you might have to dye your hair green.
It'd be an idea. My hair would look like a tree then.
Richie, will you thank the people at your school because they helped us out a lot getting this connection set up and getting it arranged so you could get out of class? But, you know, it's a learning experience, right, to do radio interviews, huh?
Yeah, it sure is.
All right. Hey, it was really great talking with you, and we're looking forward to seeing you in Mankato either tomorrow or on March 17th, okay?
All right. Well, thank you. Nice talking to you.
Richie, thanks a lot. That is Richie Lee from his school down in Des Moines, and again, the website, there you can find the music there and see the pictures. It's really startling to see how much he does bear a resemblance to Buddy Holly, and it's richielee.com, very very easy to get to. So, Larry, thank you for coming out.
Well, it's always fun to come out and BS with you.
All right. And that's what it is, too. The biggest BS session in town.
Well, the reason somebody told me about Richie Lee,
yeah,
and he's been playing the Buddy Holly Festival down at the Clear Lake Ballroom for the last 2 years. And there's some of our customers who just enjoy the heck out of the White Sidewalls, the Fugitives, any 50s band we do. Mm-hmm. We get a good crowd, and they told me about him.
Yeah.
And so I went to the website, and the first thing I did when I seen the picture was going, wow.
This guy is really, it's really a right on, just the look, the hairstyle, and everything. And what a nice kid, too. Really pleasant. So we just wish the best. And I have to especially thank Myra because she got me. She was the first one that really
She's been pushing me to bring him
pushed
up
to get it on Talk of the Town, and I'm really glad we did, too. It was a good idea. Myra.
She's a great customer of ours. She loves to go out and dance with her husband with the 50s and 60s music.
Well, they got the cars, too, you know.
They're in the car club, and so kind of fits all together. I guess for the car convention that they have every year, Richie Lee's going to play this summer.
Oh, great.
At the car show. It's always at the St. Peter Fairgrounds. Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll talk to them about that at that time, too. And so, Myra, if you're listening, we really appreciate your work on lining this all up. Bowser, you take it easy. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, and nice being with you again.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time we were here,
the 50th anniversary.
50th anniversary. Yeah.
I still got my mug.
All right.
Haven't broken it. How about that?
Are you going to come out tomorrow if the weather's good?
If I don't have to be here at the radio station, yeah.
With all the closings?
All right.
Well, like on New Year's Eve, they said light flurries, and look what happened. So we're hoping for the opposite.
Yeah, it's been that way ever since, hasn't it? All right, 31 degrees right now. We'll check weather after this.
Just in time for NASCAR, the basketball playoffs, and the beginning of the baseball season. It's huge Sony savings during DeGroote's President's Day sale.
There's a guitar lick there. Richie, Larry and I are sitting here in the studio, and we're just shaking our heads. You got down the little voice clutch that Buddy would always do, and now all of that. So you just listened obsessively and just tried to mimic all of that?
Not really. I kind of grew up with it, so really it all kind of came natural with all that stuff. But the guitar parts, I'd sit down and see if I can play it, and that kind of came easy too, but I just liked it that much.
And then I heard, speaking of Peggy Sue, that you actually had the opportunity to meet the woman that the song was written about. Is that right?
Yes, it is. And she was actually the drummer's girlfriend at the time. Buddy had originally wrote it for his cousin, Cindy Lou, but the drummer wanted to change it to Peggy Sue. And so that's kind of how the song came about.
And it's probably good that, you know, because you got that alliteration, pretty, pretty, pretty Peggy Sue, it wouldn't quite have sounded as good as pretty, pretty, pretty Cindy Lou, would it?
Right, no. No, probably not.
did she get to hear you play, or did you just talk to her? Did she get to hear you play the Peggy Sue?
Yes, I sang it to her. I had a year of lessons at the time, and I actually got to sing it to her in Newton.
What did she say? What was her reaction?
She thought it was neat. She thought it was pretty cool seeing a kid my age at the time, which was 11, doing Buddy Holly's music, paying tribute to him. She thought that was really neat.
Wow, that's just amazing. Now, where does she live now? Does she...
I think she lives somewhere in Texas, maybe Dallas or Lubbock. I'm not really sure.
Does she have any daughters? You know, I mean, you're looking for a girlfriend, or
I'm not sure. I didn't ask her.
I didn't think this was a matchmaking show.
Might have been a good idea, though.
Okay, I'll switch gears on that. But let's see now. Your schedule tomorrow night at the Cato. And then the Lake Robbins Ballroom on March 24th. But one of these years, it would be kind of cool to to just do the whole circuit, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be neat.
Yeah. Well, Richie, we're really looking forward to having you up here. The band is called Richie Lee and the Fabulous 50s, right?
Yes.
Who does the big bopper? Hello, baby. Who does that?
That'd be the bass player.
Okay. All right. So that's
kind of fits the part.
That's his featured piece, huh?
Yep.
And do you do the Elvis, or who does the? Do you switch that around, or who does the Elvis?
Oh, we really all do the Elvis.
Okay.
The drummer does Elvis. The bass player does some Elvis, and I do some Elvis too. And then I do Richie Valens too. So.
Well, you just got a great thing going, and we wish you all the best of luck on it, okay?
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, and again, just in case we have problems with the snow tomorrow night, the whole thing will be rescheduled for March 17th. Larry, the tickets for tomorrow are good on the 17th of
Yes, any ticket that's been purchased so far will be good for that date. If you can't make it on date, you always can come and get a refund.
Okay, and you'll let us know sometime tomorrow.
Yep.
I
talked to Myron, and he said if the roads were icy down there, because they're supposed to get, you know, 2-3 inches of rain before,
yeah.
And if the wind keeps up, and it's going to freeze the roads, and safety sake for the band,
oh, for sure,
for the parents, for our customers, we'll just postpone it till the 17th. And like I said, Richie, you might have to dye your hair green.
It'd be an idea. My hair would look like a tree then.
Richie, will you thank the people at your school, because they helped us out a lot getting this connection set up and getting it arranged so you could get out of class. But, you know, it's a learning experience, right, to do radio interviews, huh?
Yeah, sure is.
All right. Hey, it's really great talking with you, and we're looking forward to seeing you in Mankato either tomorrow or on March 17th, okay?
All right. Well, thank you. Nice talking to you.
Richie, thanks a lot. That is Richie Lee from his school down in Des Moines, and again, the website, there you can find the music there and see the pictures. It's really startling to see how much he does bear a resemblance to Buddy Holly, and it's richielee.com, very easy to get to. So, Larry, thank you for coming out.
It's always fun to come out and BS with you.
All right. And that's what it is, too. The biggest BS session in town.
Well, the reason somebody told me about Richie Lee,
yeah,
and he's been playing the Buddy Holly Festival down at the Clear Lake Ballroom for the last 2 years. And there's some of our customers who just enjoy the heck out of the White Sidewalls, the Fugitives, any 50s band we do, mm-hmm. We get a good crowd, and they told me about him.
Yeah.
And so I went to the website, and the first thing I did when I seen the picture was going, wow.
This guy is really, it's really a right on, just the look, the hairstyle, and everything. And what a nice kid, too. Really pleasant. So we just wish the best. And I have to especially thank Myra. Because she got me, she was the first one that really
she's been pushing me to bring him
pushed
up here.
To get it on Talk of the Town, and I'm really glad we did too. It was a good idea. Myra,
she's a great customer of ours. She loves to go out and dance with her husband with the 50s and 60s music.
Well, they got the cars too, you know.
Oh yeah, they're in the car club, and
so
kind of fits all together, I guess, for the car convention that they have every year. Richie Lee's going to play this summer.
Oh, great.
At the car show. It's always at the St. Peter Fairgrounds.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll talk to them about that at that time, too. And so, Myra, if you're listening, we really appreciate your work on lining this all up. Bowser, you take it easy. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, and nice being with you again.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time we were here,
the 50th anniversary.
50th anniversary.
Yeah. I still got my mug.
All right.
Haven't broken it. How about that?
Are you going to come out tomorrow if the weather's good?
If I don't have to be here at the radio station, yeah.
With all the closings?
All right.
Well, like on New Year's Eve, they said light flurries, and look what happened. So we're hoping for the opposite.
Yeah, I've been that way ever since, hasn't it? All right, 31 degrees right now. We'll check weather after this.
Just in time for NASCAR, the basketball playoffs, and the beginning of the baseball season. It's huge Sony savings during DeGroote's President's Day sale.